Wow. Is it happening or what?
You did say that. You did predictify. You're such a futurist, Sir Lord Mr. Jokom.
You know, I could see so far into the future that I can say we're about to play the Nifty Show theme song.
Oh my gosh.
Looking into the future, what do we see? It's lined with digital collectibles, we call them NFTs. Games, trading cards, digital art, and those crypto kitties. Travis and Joel are the hosts, you'll know. Travis and Joel say this won't blow. They're locked and loaded, so ready, set, go! It's the Nifty, really kind of spiffy, the Nifty Show.
Yeah, is the Nifty Show number 34. I'm Joel Kahn, and alongside with Sir Lord Travis Wright.
This actually was this 34 or the one we did one on the other day, which would have been
35,
33 and a half.
This is 35. Numbers. Who knows with numbers?
So much maths and stuff. I mean, we started this thing in June, folks, of last year. We started doing Nifties in late 2019, and we first got our first Nifty in 2017 with Dapper Labs and Crypto Kitties. They weren't even called Dapper Labs yet. They were something else.
Yeah. Did you say Snifties?
Yeah, well, we're a big fan of the Snifties.
You have a cold, you get the Snifties.
No, that's what it's the Joe Biden NFT collection. They're called Snifties.
Sniffers. We have got a great show for you. Not only is there going to be a free, awesome drop at the end of the show, we're going to reveal for the first time the limited edition Veza original art for the Bitcoin collection. We've got Kurt from Dust and Nifty Wizards on. There is this conflagrance. Is that when two things come together? I don't know. When the two things of coming together between NFTs and mining crypto, we're going to talk about that. But first, there is no hotter property out there in the NFT world than that of Dapper Labs NBA Top Shot.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I think the first time I heard about it was when Jeremy Bourne of Bitcoin Origins was like, "Yo, Travis, have you seen NBA Top Shots?" And I was like, "I haven't seen that yet." I think it was like in September or August. And he goes, "Man, it's awesome." And then so he got me, you had to basically in beta, you had to talk to somebody who knew somebody to get a beta invite, and then you get an invite to the Discord, and then the guy in the Discord would then hook you up with a. So it was like really early, and I have had fun. I think I've purchased now almost 50 packs of these NBA Top Shots early on, and I've only opened up, only been able to buy a couple since then because it's gotten so popular.
It is off the charts. I mean, for a drop of 50,000 packs, I think was the last one, common packs for $9.99. There had to be something like 70,000 people in line here to talk about all the craziness for a second appearance here on the Nifty Show. Alan Carr from Dapper Labs. Welcome, good sir.
Thank you so much for having me again. It's great to talk to you all again, especially with everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're giving you some time to, you know, can I go do the Nifty Show? No, we need you.
You did a good job reaching out a few weeks ago as we were starting to blow up. If you had asked me earlier this week, I wouldn't have been able to make any time, but we'll stick to our commitments here. And so, yeah, absolutely happy to be here.
Well, before we get to the actual content, you've got a bunch of cool artwork on your wall. One of them I noticed is a CryptoPunk.
Indeed.
And then you've got some other original art there, but there's a blank space on your wall because I asked you to take this down to show us. I said, what is that?
That's right. So I will show this off. This is a print of a Keegan Hall. Got some reflections here, but yeah,
that's me again.
A print of a Keegan Hall drawing, Jordan here. And what's really cool about this, it's hand drawn. It's Jordan's iconic dunk moment there. But it took him 250 hours to hand draw this. And I might be very mistaken, but I believe I read that the original is owned by Obama. I don't know if that's true or not, but I have a signed print. Again, Keegan Hall here signed my print. And this is proudly displayed on my wall behind me, along with a bunch of NFTs, as you pointed out. My last remaining CryptoPunk, wishing I had more, but I don't. And two very awesome Avastars. I've got a founder and I've got an exclusive there. as well as one of my favorite CryptoKitties and another, well, you can't see it behind my chair, but another one of my favorite CryptoKitties back there.
Man, I remember that moment well. I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was the 1988 NBA dunk competition there. It was Jordan versus Dominique Wilkins. And then Dominique got a massive windmill dunk. And then last time up, I mean, and it was like, all right, Jordan's up. What do you got? This is the last dunk. And he just did that free throw dunk and got 50, 50, 50, 50. And it was in Chicago. I remember watching one of my best friends in high school. We were just like, what? That was the most ridiculous thing. So I've been an old school basketball fan for a long time. I went to school at the University of Kansas. So Rock Chalk Jayhawk Rock out Chalk there.
Jayhawk.
Yeah. But I don't have an NBA team. Right. But I got a lot of cool, you know, Jayhawks that are playing all over the league. And that's one of the collections that I do is I'm like, who are the cool Jayhawks out there in the league? And then I'll collect those and create my own little, spotlight collection over there.
Oh, we love to see that. That's amazing.
And it's fun. So tell us about what's going on with NBA Top Shots. I just read that in January, something like 50 million in digital assets. I'm hearing that you guys are doing a funding round for 250 million at a 2 billion evaluation. What is going on in this NFT world?
Everything is going on in this NFT world. You absolutely predicted it. 2021 year of the NFT, like you spot on there. I was just looking at the numbers before I came on here, and this blows my mind because we have been absolutely blowing up all year long. Everybody seems to be talking about Top Shot. And so it's felt like this has been the craziest, year so far. And yet in the past 24 hours alone, right? So like since 2 o'clock yesterday, about 15% of all the peer-to-peer sales on our marketplace have happened in that 24-hour period.
Wow. What?
Which just completely destroys my mind, right? We've had over $100 million in sales between pack sales, primary sales, and the peer-to-peer marketplace since we launched closed beta in June.
You're talking about million?
Over $100 million. It is completely mind-blowing. These kinds of numbers, you know, they've never been seen, obviously. But what's really cool to me is that we're doing exactly what we wanted to do. We're introducing the world to the concept of NFTs and what's so awesome and so great about them. And we're hitting up all of these different people who've never heard of this concept of NFTs, or like they know about Bitcoin maybe, right? And that's the extent of their crypto knowledge, or maybe Dogecoin at this point. Dogecoin, whatever, however it's pronounced. But
Doggy coin.
Yeah, there you go. like Cuban puts it, right? But the great thing is, like, we've got the daily fantasy sports crowd. They're all up in our business here. They love NBA Top Shot. We've got the sports collectors, the people who are used to buying cardboard, and now they don't have to deal with eBay and grading companies and shipping and time delays and you know, mint condition and all of those things. They are loving Top Shot and everything that we have. And what's great is that spillover effect. I mentioned I've got my CryptoPunk here. CryptoPunks is seeing $1 million sales days every single day right now. And a huge part of that, not everything, we don't take full credit, but a huge part of that is the number of people who have been introduced to the world of NFTs through Top Shot, who are hungry for everything they can get their hands on.
And those were free. Those crypto.
Those were free. So the coolest thing about punks that I always love to say is, like, CryptoPunks have always been too expensive, even when they were free, even with the very first ones that were given out. You had to figure out how to put together a wallet, and then you had to pay gas. So you had to figure out how to get Ethereum to pay gas. And that was too expensive for like 95% of people who heard about it at the time. And so those people who took a chance on it, who were early adopters, who were like, you know, like, I think that this might be something one day. They paid more than most people were willing to pay in order to get it for free. And now they're all worth, what, $15,000 at a bare minimum. It's completely crazy.
Right. So I'm pretty active on the Discord for NBA Top Shot. I'm paying attention in there. And I'm, you know, it's like trying to figure out when the drops are happening, you know, and how to get into the queue. And this last time you did a big drop. Well, you know, actually, I think that was the craziest thing that I've ever seen so far with NFTs was this whole legendary pack for $1,000. And and I was in queue. I was number 200 something in queue. And then somehow there was some workaround some people found, was able to buy all the packs up, and I didn't get any. And I've never seen such sad people. And it was unbelievable. What was the deal on that? What happened?
So many people so upset that they couldn't spend $1,000. It's crazy, right? But of course, like, it makes a lot of sense. The marketplace value, the value of the marketplace has been putting on those legendary moments. And those packs also came with three of our metallic gold LE moments. And the value of all of those has just been crazy to see in the secondary marketplace. What happened there, unfortunately, is we did a bunch of tests with that new queue system. We were like, this is great. This is working. We finally have a way we can release packs. As we've been blowing up, like, all of the traffic keeps breaking different parts of our site. We'll get that up and running, and then we'll try to do another test, and the next part of the site will break in a way that we couldn't predict. So we finally got to the point where we had the system we thought worked great, this queue system. And then there were a couple of bugs that hit at the same time, which made it so that people who were in the queue the night before for one of our test drops ended up, that place in line ended up carrying over to the legendary drop, which was not something that we had known could happen and shouldn't have been able to happen,
but
because of the two different bugs. And yeah, so all those people who had been in line the night before ended up being able to buy those legendary packs. A number of people in the queue were able to get them, but not it didn't go as intended. So we've got crazy growing pains for sure.
Okay. Yeah, how are you going to pull this off? I mean, this is a common set is your next drop.
Yep.
And you could tell us like when that's going to happen, but there's only 5,000 of them.
So this is going to be another one of our stress tests, essentially, where we tell the community, hey, this drop is happening now. We don't pre-announce it. We just basically, we have a special channel in our Discord where we say, like, we need to stress test. We've done some more upgrades on our queue system here, and we need to make sure that everything is working as we expect when 40,000 people are trying to get in line all at once. And so we just announce it on our Discord, and we tell everybody, you know, things are probably going to break. This is probably not going to go well. The vast majority of you will not be able to get one of these packs. And it's crazy to me that so many people are so desperate to get a single $9 pack even. But so many people are so desperate to get a pack because it's a fun experience opening the packs and they're hard to get. And it's not because we're trying to make those ones hard to get. The legendaries, yes, those need to be scarce and difficult. But the commons, the whole idea with the commons is they're supposed to be super available. And the only reason they're not is because we haven't yet nailed this system for actually distributing them.
Well, yeah. Some of us don't open packs. I am not, you know, I can appreciate an athlete, you know, shooting hoops, doing an awesome shot, but I'm not a big hoops fan. I am an NFT fan, and what you guys have created is awesome. So I'm buying packs. And I'm hodling them because I know at some point you're going to make these tradable, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we're going to have a secondary marketplace for the unopened packs. We want to find a way to make sure we do that in a way where we're not just creating a huge scalping market because nobody has fun with that.
I would have fun if I can get a lot from my packs.
Right. So I think that the way that we will probably address that is that if you're happy to buy and hodl for a while and then sell them, then that opportunity will be available, and we want that, right? We know how fun it is to open, you know, a 1985 Fleer pack. You know, if you can get your hands on that wax, that's such a cool experience to do today, right? 35 years later. Yeah. And so we want that to be a thing. We want that cool cats pack that you bought that you're holding on to be something that somebody will treasure the opportunity to open in 20 years. But we want to be able to offer that without making it so that somebody has to pay $10,000 for a $9 pack the next day. Mm. So we have to find that balance. We're not promising that that's coming anytime soon, but it will be coming. If you want to hold on to those packs, I totally get it. I've got a bunch of early adopters packs, which were only available in the closed beta. It's crazy because in the early days of the closed beta, when you got in, when you had to know the right person to get into the Discord, to get invited into the beta, packs were just available, especially common packs. They would come out, and the whole idea was they were available. And if we sold out, we'd just make more. We'll get back there someday, but right now, yeah, you have to go through all these hoops in order to get a pack. But you can go out on the marketplace and buy exactly the moment you want.
Yeah. So I have a question around this because, So the other day you guys were doing the, I think, Moment 15 pack or the Series 2 15. And it was like supposed to be at like a noon launch Pacific. And then there was some growing things. And I found out that I was sitting in front of the damn computer for like 9 hours trying to get this $9 pack. And one of the things I thought was so great before was like when how you guys did, I think Cool Cat pack number one was you add your name. Would you like to buy one of these packs? Right. Yes, I would. And then I got an email that said, hey, you can buy this pack in the next 12 hours or whatever it is. And then I went and I bought it and I didn't have to wait at all. Yeah. Is that something where I think because you guys have such a few amount of them, nobody wants to sit and wait for 9 hours to maybe get a pack. What kind of solutions are you guys kind of thinking about and working through? Because you guys are so popular. You got these growing pains that nobody's had to experience yet. So you guys are having to come up with such unique solutions. And I'm really curious how you're going to solve that one.
Yeah, we are just running experiment after experiment, essentially, to try to find what works, what actually allows us to distribute packs, fairly and without wasting everybody's time. I think we calculated that drop that you're talking about. I think collectively about 10 years of life was spent in line there. Not what we're trying to do, right? We're not trying to reduce the world's productivity. We heard from the NBA. The NBA obviously loves everything that's going on, have been amazing partners this whole time. We've heard from them that they have to remind their employees on drop days, you know, you got to get work done still, because all of them are in line every opportunity as well. But we are looking at more opportunities like that kind of pre-sale model, especially for something like a base set pack, where the idea is that they're supposed to be readily available. What if we could do pre-orders for all of those and then just distribute them, you know, that way to get around some of the site limitations?
Oh, that's a solid idea. And that's like almost like people who have spent more money in, you know, maybe who bought more packs and who have done, or people who are more, you've reached a certain level, then it's like you have maybe the first rights to get these legendaries because you've leveled up or something. I think that makes it, you know, a whole lot more fair. Now, one other question that I know is going through NBA Top Shot Discord is, you know, most people with crypto, they go win Lambo, win Moon. With NBA Top Shot, they go win Michael Jordan, win Kobe.
Exactly. Yeah. So this here is one of my reminders, you know, that we haven't yet gotten to our promised land. We will. I mean, I can't promise that we're going to have MJ. I can promise you that we have every intent and hope of getting MJ, and that by becoming the cultural phenomenon that we're becoming, we've got NBA players, Josh Green. Forgive me. I haven't slept very much. NBA player is doing a live stream pack opening tomorrow on Twitch. Like, for example, nice. Like people are having fun. I'm expecting that we're going to get more and more NBA players collecting. Cuban wrote his article about NFTs and he's talking about collecting his own players and ribbing them about like how cheap some of their moments are going for on the marketplace. So I think that there's going to come a time when a lot of these players are going to come to us and say, hey, where's my Top Shot moment? And when we're going to be able to do a deal with them. Kobe and Jordan, of course, like the two biggest names, in order to release them, like with Kobe, we'll have to do a deal with his estate. You know, they've obviously got a whole lot going on. We're going to be respectful of that. And we're going to, you know, do what makes sense when it makes sense there. And with Jordan, again, we'll do what we can when we can. And we have every intention of bringing all of those legendary moments into NBA Top Shot. We have a very, very long-term horizon, right, for this product. There's no huge rush. Obviously, like, what are we going to do? 10x demand, you know, get 400,000 people in line for our 25,000.
That would crush. That would absolutely decimate you. I mean, it's hard enough to handle what's going on right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
I want to know what the people really want to know is, when is my NBA Top Shot card come out?
All you have to do is get Cuban to sign you to a one-day deal, take the court, hit your first three. We'll get a rookie debut three-star moment out there.
What does this do to the rest of, what Dapper is working on? This is so big. CryptoKitties, you know, made a dent. And I know that you've got licensing with Dr. Seuss, but is this now front and center for everything?
So this has opened every door. So CryptoKitties was amazing. It opened so many doors. What felt at the time like every door, right? And that's why we were able to talk to the NBA. They came to us and they wanted to, explore what bringing their fandom to the blockchain would look like. And now we know the answer, and now everybody knows the answer. And so literally, I don't think there's a door that's not open to us right now. I think we are talking to some of the biggest names in every industry that I can think of. And we're gonna pick and choose what makes sense. And we're gonna make sure that that a lot of those come onto the Flow blockchain, because we truly believe that like, we couldn't do Top Shot on Ethereum, for example. Mm-hmm. It just not be possible. All we'd be able to do is sell like the legendaries, and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. But we're able to do the whole spectrum on Flow because it is scalable. It was built for consumer blockchain. There's none of these transaction fees slowing things down. None of this confusion. So we want to make sure that we bring as many of those awesome, you know, worldwide brands onto Flow. And we're working with partners to help build on Flow. And we're going to be building some additional experiences as well, while going completely all in on NBA Top Shot, of course. And eventually, you know, CryptoKitties is going to come to Flow. And that's going to be a renaissance. We were held, like, the reason CryptoKitties was held back was Ethereum. Right. We had millions of people coming to the site wanting to breed cats and getting scared off by the technology. And now we know how to address that. So we just need to execute on it.
Man, I tell you what, I think from our last conversation, it was probably we chatted, man, I don't even know. I think because it was about the CryptoKitty thing and you were doing some NBA Top Shot, but it hadn't blown up yet. We mentioned mm-hmm. we were talking about it and you guys were still doing the ICO for Flow was coming up at that time. Yeah. And I wanted in that thing so bad, and I'm an American and I couldn't get into it. I wanted to drop 10 grand on that and get myself 100,000 tokens. Now each token is worth about $19. So the way I look at it, Alan, somebody over there owes me a couple milli. So if you want just to supply me with packs, I'm TWTEEDUBY. Just anytime. It's like, sorry about you couldn't get into the Flow ICO, brother. Here you go.
I tell you what, I consider moving to Belize every single day.
Yeah, that's crazy. Is there anything going to come around? I mean, I know you guys probably can't talk about it, but are there any other major sports leagues that you guys are able or in conversations with?
So the only one that we've announced so far is the UFC. Super excited about bringing the UFC to the blockchain. I think there's so much potential there. There's going to be a lot of fun. If you go to ufc.onflow.org, you can sign up for the mailing list. We're probably going to do another one of those closed betas. And it's probably going to be equally advantageous to be a part of that.
You so, said that ufc.onflow.org,
I think, if that works. It would be .com if not, but I think it's .org.
.org it is.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so make sure you sign up for that. We also have drseuss.onflow.org, which you mentioned. But yeah, you can imagine that we, you mentioned some of the good things that are happening for us. Like we're making sure that we bring that, we go through a lot of those open doors. All of the ones that, you know, you want to go through, we're in talks. We're going to take our time. We're going to do things right. But absolutely, like, stay tuned.
Awesome. Alan, we appreciate you coming back on, and hopefully we'll get you scheduled again in a couple months and you can give us the update. You are our go-to guy at Dapper.
Absolutely. Love being on the show. Thank you so much. And everyone, make sure you do check out NBATopShot.com. And please bear with us. Be patient. We know it's terrible. We've got all these growing pains. Yeah. But
It's freaking beta.
It's a beta. I think you'll find that it's worth the effort and the
$100 million beta already. What the hell?
It's insane. It's insane. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, brother. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate you, man.
Bye.
There's some good stuff right there, Sir Lord Travis. So now I didn't know about the stress test thing, and I have joined the stress test in the Telegram. I'm going to be watching for these 5,000 packs that are.
Is there a stress test Telegram?
Well, no, I mean Discord.
Oh, Discord.
It's in the Discord. Yeah. Well, looky here. We got a friend who has joined us here, Sir Lord Travis, right? Mr. Kurt Braggett, our EOS IO expert, and now our Nifty Wizard expert, and our Dust aficionado. Welcome back to the show, dude.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. It's like weather looks nice and warm where you are. It's cold in most places.
Yeah, I've just been chilling outside today because it's been kind of cold, so it's pretty nice out here. Yeah.
Excellent.
That was awesome.
You don't look like you're in Texas.
Yep. Nope. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Texas. I left my heart in Texas. So.
Oh, that was nice. Very nice. So you've been doing a lot of stuff in the blockchain world. I mean, as Joel mentioned, EOS, and then you moved over and started doing some stuff on Wax. You're part of the Bitcoin Origins team, which has been killing it. And then we've been actually working together on this Dust thing. And maybe tell the world, what is Dust and why is it significant?
Yeah, so Dust is a social token that puts a token economy behind the most done thing ever in history, which is messaging, right? So, and this is social messaging. Like if you're in a Telegram group or you're on Twitter, any kind of social interaction is our goal, is to tie our token into that. So when the most basic entry into the Dust ecosystem is to join a Telegram group that is Dust enabled, and there are hundreds of mines now. And when you send a message in one of those groups, if you have your Wax wallet synced, and soon probably to be any blockchain like Ethereum or any of these other ones, right? You will earn some of that token just by sending a message. And you know, that's just kind of the entry point into the Dust ecosystem. You earn it. And we have NFTs that act as kind of a mining equipment. So when you hold those NFTs, we call them enhancers, but they multiply the amount of Dust that you earn. You can also parlay that Dust into buying NFTs as well. There are many NFT markets that are starting to support it and do direct sales in mm-hmm. Dust as well.
Let's get into that in a second. I want to walk people through, for those that yeah. are new, and they're like, hey, where do I start? Yep. You know, because right now Telegram is the place that people are mining, and they're mining it in over 100 different groups, including our Blockchain Heroes group. As of this week, the Bitcoin Elite group, I think, you know, name some of the other groups that people
can mine. We have all the biggest NFT groups. So you can mine in Street Fighter. You can mine in Alien Worlds. You can mine in Nifty Wizards, and like 50 different groups are mining in Nifty Wizards. It's just bonkers. Like every NFT set on the Wax blockchain, you could pretty much mine on it right now.
So what's the starting point? Somebody says, oh, I want to mine Dust on Telegram. Where do they go? Yeah.
So I would start in the Dust specific group.
Magic Dust, that one?
Yeah, Magic Dust. So you can search it out in Telegram, Magic Dust. And Joel, if you could share, that would be amazing. So Magic Dust, we'll share the link. This is a good place to start. And part of the reason is because you might come there and you might have some questions about how it works. And that's kind of the place you can get sort of loud about Dust. Whereas, you know, you probably wouldn't want to hop into Street Fighter and just start talking about Dust, even though you know you're mining it. It's just sort of a bonus there, right? And so the first thing to do is you sync your wallet. We have Wax wallets now. You run a sync command. You give it your wallet address. You just go over to Wax. You set up your wallet. And once you have a Wax wallet, this is a cloud wallet. You click Facebook and you have a fucking wallet in a second. I mean, it's like a really good experience, right? You can't really do that on Ethereum or any of these other blockchains. You just click on Facebook, Twitter, whatever social login you have. Then you have your Wax wallet address. You see it in the top right when you log into your Wax wallet on the web. You grab your address, you sync it. Now, everywhere you go on Telegram, it kind of reminds me of how AMPM used to have those like Slurpees, where if you go to one AMPM, then you could bring your cup to another one and get a free refill. It's sort of like that. So once you, hey mom, I'm on a call here.
Hi mom.
So
mom, yeah. I'm dusty. NFTs.
Yeah, I'm doing some serious shit over here. Okay, so no. So you bring your everywhere you go now on Telegram, because your Telegram synced, right? So now you're mining Dust everywhere. You go everywhere, your wallet goes with you. If the Dust mining equipment, if the miner is not enabled in that group, you will not earn Dust. So you might want to reach out to your moderators or whoever's in that group if you want to add Dust. And that kind of brings us into mine operation. But I just want to make sure people understand really how to do it. What else would you say, Joel, is like going to help people?
I think that's really good, but the syncing and all of the bot commands take place in the Magic Dust channel. One of the things that people don't understand is they start trying to sync their wallets in every Dust mine, or they check their balance, and that just clutters up the Telegram.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's an issue, but we have a fix for it and we're working on that. We didn't expect it to grow as much as it did. And, you know, like I worked on some other shit that is doing quite well. So I just feel like, you know, I'm the bottleneck, but our team is actually expanding. We have about like 10 people on there now that are helping. I'm kind of trying to remove myself as a bottleneck. Like, I just like to keep it real, you know, like I was a bottleneck. I built this shit, you know, in a week and I just wanted to try it out. You guys have been very helpful to bring it to the market.
Stop bottlenecking, dude. You guys can see right here on wax.locks.io when you put your account in and you go to that account, if you scroll down, you just saw me type into the Heroes official Telegram. Well, I just earned 4 dust and 3 dust. And before that, I earned 2 dust in the Bitcoin Elite. And that's just adding up my dust tokens. So
we got a little cool, little fancy hat on our name on Bitcoin Elite.
Yeah, dude, I hooked you guys up with those emojis. Do you like that?
Dude, that's totally nice. We look super fancy now.
Those are fancy, dude.
So I want to talk about these enhancers, right? And so these NFTs that you have,
this is not the pills that you're taking, Travis, for your issue. Not those kinds.
Oh, no. Well, that's like not an issue anymore. Dude, not after these pills.
Are you suffering from premature decentralization?
Premature centralization. Yeah. And so tell us about these enhancers, because like if you have one of these NFTs, you buy an NFT and then does it then.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Allow you to get more dust in every mine that has that? Or are they certain mines or what's going on?
Yeah, so what you guys are looking at are the partner NFTs. Every mine that joins, right, there's a mine operator. We will collaborate with that mine to create their own custom dust mining NFT. And so once you have that NFT, you will mine more. It will enhance how much dust you do earn. And so we've tied in NFTs to like a messaging economy pretty well. And we're excited about that. We want to honor these new mines that come in. We want to give them really dope NFTs so that, and then the on the roadmap pretty soon here is that when you have that mine's particular NFT, you're going to get extra bonuses just in that mine, in that group, right? Like we call groups mines basically.
So this is the one that we created for the Blockchain Heroes Telegram. He's our hero called Dust Weaver, and we call this one Dust Busted. So Instead of the dust going from his bag into his hand, Travis supplied it and made the Dust Buster there, and we animated it. The dust is flying out. It's fun. It's unique. And if you own this NFT, how much more dust do you earn in the Blockchain Heroes Telegram?
Okay, so right now, to keep it real, you're going to earn more in every Telegram group that has a mine, a dust mine. But and you will get a random number between 2 and 5 dust when you have some of these enhancers. But in the future, that multiplier will be larger for that specific mine because we want people to honor their communities. We want people who are in that community to buy the equipment for that community, right? So of course they're going to get an extra bonus in that community because these are people that are building value. You guys know that when I started this, it's all about people joining groups and providing value to that project. Like we need to honor those people and let them get a piece of the action. And this is doing exactly that.
I love it. I think this is great. And we've been chatting about some other stuff that we could be doing with Dust, and it's all about the community. And I love how it takes the energy, you know, that people are using in creating messages, and we're grabbing that energy and we're utilizing it in a new way, creating value. And then as more dust that you earn, that dude, he's snorting his dust.
Hey, dude, that guy's just, he has a unique way of intaking his vitamin D, and you know what? You can't blame him for it. Right.
Right. Okay. So tell us now, let's say, all right, I've earned now 1,000 dust. What the hell can I do with it?
Yeah. So as I said before, you can buy NFTs with them. There are some markets that are starting to support that. You can stake. For example, when you have a mine, when you want to run your own mine, you should stake X amount of dust, right? So it helps you to build your own mines. And I think a lot of people are going to want to play this game where they become kind of mines. It's sort of like, in a way, we've sort of turned Telegram into like Sim City. It's like you want to have more mines. You want to earn more dust. It's sort of like cookie clicker, you know what I mean? Like you just want to stack your NFTs, you want to earn more, and we have staking, and there's a lot of things that we plan to do with it. But for now, having Dust actually just helps you to stack more NFTs too. And it's great because you're getting it. You're not really even paying for it. You know, you're going in and you're chatting and you're earning on your chats, right?
This is Alcor.exchange, guys. And if you log in with Wax and your wallet here and then click Dust, you'll see Nifty Wizards to Wax. That's Dust. And there's an exchange. This guy right here wants to buy 13,484 Dust for 337 Wax. So just like any other exchange, all I got to do is click. I've got a little extra Dust here in this particular account that I mine on. And I just dusted him right here on the exchange. So it's transacting just like any other exchange.
Yep. And I don't really speak too much about exchanges just personally, mainly because like it's a free market and people can kind of do whatever they want with mm-hmm. it. And we want, like, what I really love to see is something that reminds me kind of the Chuck E. Cheese model. Like Chuck E. Cheese is probably the greatest inspiration of my life for cryptocurrencies. I just need to admit that. Like you go in, you put some cash in a machine, you get some toys to play with, you have your tokens, you get some gameplay, you have some fun, you get some tickets, you go up to the counter, you use those tickets to get a toy. It's kind of like that, you know, it's just like a little gaming ecosystem.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I think this is going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. And there's talks about this maybe going on Discord, maybe going on Twitter or some other places where people are messaging, yeah?
Yeah, so it already is on Discord, but we haven't launched it yet. So that is pretty much done there. We just wanted to make it stable. There's a lot of things in this economy. Like I'll tell you guys a part of the economy that hasn't been implemented yet is that we want to have people who are staking earning NFTs from a pool. And so we have NFTpool.dust, and you can follow along with that wallet address if you want to see the action. It's already filling up with NFTs, and we want NFTs from the entire ecosystem. Then people who have staked are going to earn rewards on those stakes based on their percentages, and they will be earning automatically these NFTs. So this is, once we've kind of closed the full loop on that economy, we'll grow to Twitter, Discord, anywhere you can send a message. I mean, even Kakao if we had to, WeChat, it just doesn't really matter. Our equipment is really cross chat platform compatible, and it's also technically cross blockchain compatible.
So what I'm looking at right here, these are NFTs that were sent to NFTpool.dust, and they're staking now, or I'm not sure I understand how this works.
Yeah, so the way that it works is that we have new mines will dump NFTs into this pool. And based on your Dust stake, that pool will automatically distribute rewards based on what your stake is, and they'll be pulled from this pool.
Oh, cool. So if Heroes wanted to drop NFTs into here, we do that from the, what account should we drop them from?
So I believe it's NFTpool.dust. I think that's the right
account. Right. But how do you connect the NFTs being dropped into the account to the mine?
So I thought about having mine specific pools, but right now it's a global ecosystem. So, you know, one could argue like, oh, I only want these to go to my people, but really it helps the whole ecosystem. So they would be dropped based on global stakes for now. And we did think about having mine specific pools for sure. So
we should just, I should just send NFTs to this pool, and then you'll drop them to people who are staking.
Yeah. So one part that we have not worked out there yet, some of these are just kind of given by the community to support, but what we want is for people to exchange their NFTs for Dust. So now you actually have an incentive to do that. And now you've provided the pool with NFTs to go to the reward. So.
Yep. Right on. This is exciting stuff. Now, if you guys are thinking about this, remember Telegram kind of did this thing. They were trying to do the Telegram open network, this TON token. They raised a couple $1 billion, and then the SEC said nope. And so basically what ended up happening was, it seems to me, is that it's like, hey, well, there's people that are mining on here, created a cool utility token that can be used in Telegram, can be used in Discord. Basically, wherever chat is going on, you can do this. So let me ask you this. Say I have a Telegram channel or I have a Discord and I want my users to mine on my server. How does one go about getting set up to mine Dust if you are an owner operator, or maybe you just want to mine dust in some of these rooms, how do you figure that out? Where do you go?
Yeah, so I would connect with our admins inside of the Dust Telegram. That's probably a good starting point. And then we'll take care of there. Yeah, the Magic Dust Room, because we have some admins that help make sure that we understand what the mines are, which groups they are, and we put them into a queue, and eventually we approve them and push them live.
It's awesome.
So we're doing something special here, and since we are launching the Bitcoin collection on Sunday, we have launched a Bitcoin Elite Telegram, t.me/thebitcoinelite. And a new dust miner has been set up inside that Telegram this week. And we have a new NFT multiplier that I want to premiere here for the first time. It's called the Elite Duster. This is a creation by Sir Lord Travis himself. And you can see here, you know, when we talk about dust, we're not talking about dust like there's dust in the air. This is magic dust, right?
Magic crypto dust.
Yeah, magic crypto dust. So this NFT, if you have this in your wallet that is synced to your Telegram and your Dust account, you will be earning additional dust for having it. And they are not available to you yet. We're waiting on Big Mike here in the community to make them available for sale. But we're going to give one away today. There's only 50 minted so far. Nope, not you. You'll get one because you're a dusty guy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's good. Shout out to Big Mike because, you know, whatever he's doing right now, it's making these things more rare. So whoever wins this one, like, you can't even get it from the market yet. So it's kind of a little bit of a good thing, huh?
Right, right.
Love Big Mike. Mike's killing it. He is very helpful in this community.
He's a crusher. Yeah.
All over the place.
We're going to give one of these away here at the end of the show. We're also going to do a free drop for everybody, but all the addresses we collect, we're going to put on the wheel of names, and we're going to give one of those away. But I just want to show you guys here what these things are going for. They are very much in demand. I mean, all you got to do is look at the prices here on the secondary market, because they are very limited in how many are being created, and people want to be able to multiply the dust that they're mining. So these are going to be really cool, and we'll let you know in our Telegram as well as in the Magic Dust Telegram when the Elite Dusters go on sale. Because once they go, they're going to go fast.
Yeah, my guess is today it's going to happen. So
it's going to happen today. So Big Mike will announce where first, in the Magic Dust channel?
Yeah, wherever you guys want. Probably in your channel we could do the announcement.
Okay. The first place we'd like for you to announce it would be in the Bitcoin Elite channel. So if you guys want to join that channel now, t.me/thebitcoinelite. That's where it'll be announced first. And then subsequently in other channels, they're going to go fast, and we will give one away today to somebody who's watching now.
Exciting.
This is exciting. All right. Anything else that folks should know about dust?
No, man, I think that covers it. And thanks for watching. And thanks, guys. Like, this is getting me more excited about what we're doing. So I appreciate it.
We're changing the world, man. Curdy Bod, Kurt Braggett. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, dude. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Go see what your mom needs.
Nifty genius over there.
Yeah. Mom, I'm coming. Make me a quesadilla.
Yeah, it's like, why'd you come over during this time on an important call?
All right, man. See you later. Oh, that's great. Travis, let's talk Bitcoin Elites, the Bitcoin collection, shall we?
Let's do it.
We've been doing these drops each day, free drops, 2,500 on day one, 2,100 on day two, 1,500 on day three. Today's was, I think, the sixth out of seven. There's one more dropping tomorrow. But today's, there was 420 and gone in a second. Like, that was it. And these were free drops.
Most were gone in a second, like millisecond. I don't even know. It was just crazy how fast this thing went. And I think it's really exciting, right? So it's like, but there's also some bot stuff going on. So tomorrow we're going to give one away, but it's going to cost you 2.1 wax, right? That ties into that whole 21 thing, 2.1 wax. And there's only 210 of them available. And these things are going on the secondary market for a decent amount as well, even though we just gave them away.
Yeah. So the website is thebitcoinelite.com, but where you really want to go to be in the know is the Telegram, t.me/thebitcoinelite. And to review, let's go ahead and play our little video here. If I can find the sound thing. There we go.
While some place their destiny in the hands of others, you are awake, alert, in control, and you choose the finer things in life. Your time is precious. How you spend it, who you spend it with, and the decisions you make are what set you apart from others. Quality is your measure, and your taste is impeccable. It shows in everything you do and is punctuated by your passion for cryptocurrency and digital collectibles. The Bitcoin Elite Collection has your name etched into its very fabric, commemorating the price and key milestones in the evolution of the world's new digital gold. The professional art featured in this series will become a highlight of your personal library. The Bitcoin Elite Collection, for discerning collectors and lovers of luxury. Available for a limited time only. Beauty, elegance, simplicity, Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Lovely. You have a lovely accent. Such a beautiful.
So luxury.
The demand for this is outpacing what we imagined it would. Honestly, this is the first year we're doing. 2009 is the Bitcoin year we're commemorating, where the price was exactly zero because it was the Genesis block.
Mm-hmm. They were just getting started. And, you know, we really came up with this idea on January 3rd of this year, and Bitcoin passed $34,000 on basically the 12th anniversary of that Genesis block. And we said, and I made a thing for the Nifty box, and we did a drop for the Nifty box. And then I thought, wow, what if we just did a whole series around these? And I made these, I thought they looked really cool, animated ones, and they actually look pretty decent. But then we said, you know what? These are okay, but we could really level these things up. And then what if we had a 21-minute sale of a really cool 3D kind of art piece? And what if we got an artist, a really good crypto artist, to create and commemorate that moment, and there would only be 21 of those, right? And then we also have some other little specials in there. We said that's what we decided to do, and here we are now, just a couple of days away from launch.
Yeah, so Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern, there's three parts to the sale. The first part is the unlimited 21-minute sale, where you'll have an opportunity to purchase what I'm about to show you. You're going to love it. It's so good. And you'll receive a non-transferable token. And then when the sale is over, we will randomize the mint drops to all the holders of that token. So it means the first bot or the person with the fastest bandwidth doesn't necessarily get the number one mint. All right. Everybody's going to have an equal chance, whoever buys them. So let me show you. This is the MP4 of the file. It will be a looping GIF when it's done, but check this out. Elegance, beauty, Bitcoin. We showed this for the first time at our Hero Report Wednesday night, and people were like, oh my gosh, they were just throwing their money, their wax at the screen. So this is going to be the unlimited edition, and it's $199 in wax only. No dirty fiat accepted here. So the drop will be linked from the webpage at thebitcoinelite.com, also in the Telegram. And of course, there is a banner currently residing at the top of Atomic Hub. I love this piece. This is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, and it really is. It's the whole thing is it commemorates the buying power of Bitcoin over time. And today is actually a very momentous day, because today the buying power of Bitcoin collectively is now over $1 trillion. Bitcoin is now a trillion dollar asset as of today. And so what better kind of momentum leading up to our sale on the 21st? Now check it out. We're going to, if this sale goes well, like we think we will do another one of these every month on the 21st of each month. It is going to be a regular drop. You can just, all right, we're going to,
it's not an if, it's done. I mean, people already told us that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what? It's good to think that, and the NFT space is going well, but we wanted to bring something that was just, how do we level up the quality of these NFTs? We want to bring in the world-class best artists to create these amazing, amazing pieces, and wait till you see the 21 of 21.
Right. That leads us to talk about world-class. So for this very first month, we've got history with Veza. We had him on the show more than 2 years ago. He developed a beautiful tribute piece called Blood on the Podcast Floor that has been signed by crypto and blockchain luminaries from all over the world. And his pieces are in high demand. We offered some of his to Nifty Shopping Network viewers, and they sold out like that. And he has come up with a piece here called The Foundation. Let me find the actual email from him so I can give you the specifics. This is the metadata that's going to go with the piece. The Foundation is a mixed media NFT created from paintings, photography, and animation. It is the origin story of life, value, corruption, and return back to the Foundation. It is made as the first artwork celebrating the start of the Bitcoin Elite Collection, honoring the history of changing innovation that is Bitcoin and its principles. This is a amazing video that we are going to premiere right now for you to see. It will be in the NFT as a GIF, as an MP4, and the thumbnail to go with it. There is audio along with it. It is a 22-second piece. You're about to be blown away as we premiere Veza's masterpiece. This takes NFTs to a whole new level. That is not just an NFT. That is an experience.
Play that again, please.
I'm going to play it again, Sam.
Alpha Omega and an egg. And some gold. Something in liberty.
I'll say this, Veza's notoriety is becoming greater and greater in the art world. And I think anybody who owns this piece is going to be very fortunate to have one. There's only going to be 21 of them ever, and they are going to sell for $999 in wax. I look on Nifty Gateway and I see stuff that they drop every day selling for more than that. I see stuff going up for auction for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. This is a lot of value.
Yeah, it's essentially 0.5 ETH for that piece that commemorates mm-hmm. Bitcoin. 0.5 ETH, actually probably less than that by the time this thing is live. It looks like, you know, Ethereum's crossing $2,000. Mm-hmm. 0.5 ETH for the number one edition of the Bitcoin Elite Collection. And of these different artists with the premier artist who was in crypto, one of the very first crypto artists, he did the first piece on this, and only 21 of them. And you're going to be very lucky if you get one of these. Joel and I might not even get one. We're not dropping one to ourselves. We're nope. buying one too.
I'm clicking. I want this as much as you guys do. I'm going to be clicking fast. I think they're going to be gone in a second. I really do. There's only 21 of them. Now there's a third part to the sale. So you've got the 21 minute sale for $199. You've got the one of 21 for $999. And then Veza is currently finishing up a one of one of this piece. I believe that what he's doing is he's creating this very elegant frame that's going to go around it. If I know it Vezza, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And it's going to be up for auction for 21 hours from the time we start. So the high bidder will get the one of one of the foundation, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. You know, what's going to be interesting about that is that the auction will end up ending at what, 9 a.m. Eastern on Monday morning. Mm. So that's when the auction will end. So the auction will begin at 12 noon Eastern tomorrow, actually on Sunday. And then 21 hours later will be 9 a.m. on Monday morning is when that auction is going to be over. That will be interesting to see how much that gets to. And those proceeds are split there with the artist. So that's exciting yeah. to see what's going on.
And we have a Bitcoin Elite giveaway for you guys today. In fact, I believe that this particular NFT is going to be rarer than the free drops that we've been putting out there. Hmm. Which one did you decide you wanted to do, Trav? I'm looking for my notes and I'm not
we looking. Did we do the car one? Or we did the Boldly Go?
Boldly Go, yes.
Boldly Go is one that is, it's basically like what happens when you go beyond the moon. Crypto's going beyond the moon. This one is called Boldly Go, and it's a space, sort of a hyperspace kind of a thing, flying through space.
Okay.
Boldly Go, and how many are there going to be?
This is it. Well, there will be probably just a few more than we give away here, because we are going to make sure we get one of these for us. But that is the NFT right there. It's called Boldly Go. Sir Lord Travis, you are getting amazing with your NFTification.
You know, I appreciate that, man. It's like, you know, I'm a big proponent in this life of leveling up your skills and stacking new skills. And I was a graphic designer before I really got into marketing. And then I thought, man, I'm not going to ever make any money doing graphic design. Plus, I hate working with clients. That sucks. Because they're always like, no, I don't like this. You can change this and turn it to this. I'm like, no, it's brilliant already. So I don't like working with clients. So I just really stopped kind of doing graphic design, except making my own stuff and having fun and making memes. But I tell you what, over this last 6 to 9 months, with doing Blockchain Heroes and the Nifty Box and all this other stuff, I've been learning and growing my Photoshop skills. And that one right there, I think, is one of the better ones that I've done. And what, we're giving it away for free.
I'm dropping a link right now for those of you watching. One per person, please. If you have multiple wallets, be cool. One per person, no greed here. Don't be like those bots that grab the free drops. The link is nifty.show/Satoshi. I will randomize the mints, so it doesn't matter how fast you are, but we're just going to give you a few minutes to put your real name and your Wax wallet address into the form. When you do, make sure that your wallet address is lowercase, that it's accurate, and no typos. Like, if you mess it up, I'm sorry, you're out of luck. And the only time this is going to drop is right now during the show. Also, filling this out gets you an entry to win the new Elite Duster NFT that will be for sale later today from the official Dust account. If you're not following the Dust account on Atomic, just look in the collections on the left side. You'll see Dust. You'll see the circle with the verification. That's where it's going to be for sale. But somebody's going to get the first one. We'll spin the wheel of names here in just a minute after we close this off and see who wins that one. And then I will mint up the Boldly Go NFT shortly after the show and randomly drop those to those of you who are watching, because we love you guys being here live with us and in supporting the show. It's growing. You know, we're syndicating to multiple outlets, you know, on Facebook, on Periscope, or Twitter, on Theta TV. We're big fans of decentralized live streaming. Of course, we're on YouTube. Might be going on DLive as well. Hard to keep up. It might be on Twitch. I don't know. But people are watching. Hundreds of people are watching from all over. So we appreciate you guys watching. And we're live here every Friday, 5 o'clock. This is our 35th episode. Mm-hmm. And we will be live on Sunday morning on the same channel. Well, I say Sunday morning. 12 noon Eastern is when the Bitcoin collection sale starts. We will be live at 11:30 Eastern on this channel. And Vezza will be joining us to talk about this piece. And we'll all be here to make history as the sale happens.
Yep. Alan Carr asked, what is the link? I'm not sure. So The BitcoinElite.com is the link to that. It'll be a link to the sale on the Atomic Hub is where it will be taking place. If you're talking about the drop that we just dropped for the forum, for this,
it is nifty.show/Satoshi.
Yep.
Nifty.
And I would say this, I see my boy Eric Kennedy saying, hey, Travis, I'd like to hire you to give me Photoshop lessons. I might say this, maybe spend 10, 12 bucks on Udemy. Udemy has UDEMY.com has so many amazing courses for like $12.99. Shit, you can learn how to do 3D art, Blender. You can use how to be like an After Effects, Photoshop. Like you can become a master and educate yourself, which is pretty much what I do a lot of times. And just doing Photoshop tutorials on YouTube, you know, just find some place to get some education and just rock and roll. But I would use Udemy because that's going to give you the foundations on how to get rocking and rolling. And that'd probably be best for you, EK, because I know that we couldn't stream and share because you got that backwoods Louisiana internet. Probably doesn't seem to flow as smoothly.
Yeah, but everybody there's got such a pretty face.
Man, I like Louisiana. I've been there.
Absolutely. I'm gonna close the form here in just a couple minutes. If you haven't filled it out yet, it is at nifty.show/Satoshi. And I think, Sir Lord Travis, what I'm gonna do is there's 89 responses right now. There'll be a few more here before I shut it off. Is since tomorrow's final drop, there's 210. I think I'll mint 105 of these, and we'll have few extra that we can give away to people we like.
So somebody who didn't get one, you can beg us for it, and maybe Lord Joel or Lord Travis will bequeath one upon thee.
Bequeathing. Let the great bequeathing begin. Okay, I'm closing the form off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3/4, 1/3,
yes,
an definitely. 8, 0.
All right. Okay. Hey, Jimmy's got a question. Where is the Dust channel on Atomic Hub to see those, to grab those? The username, I think, is just Dust, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just Dust. Just go on the, I'll show you in a second. Let me grab the spreadsheet here so I can get everybody's addresses onto the wheel, and then we'll do the giveaway.
Man, I got to tell you this. When we talked about the NBA Top Shots today, and he said that in the last 24 hours, there's been 15% of all the total sales that had happened up until then, which tells me in the last 24 hours, they did about 15 million. I went in and looked at my account, and it looks like I've sold about 30 cards in the last 24 hours.
Wow.
And you know the number that I told you before, half of that, and then I sold all of those to buy great cards, and now I'm looking at the value of the cards that I bought. And they're 4 and 5x what I paid for them.
Damn. That's amazing.
It's crazy. So it's like having spent less than $1,000 on packs on NBA Top Shot and X that by multitudes, that's crazy to me. Great job, Alan Carr and all the homies over there at NBA Top Shot. If you need some marketing advisors, let us know. I don't think you do though, but you got to unlock.
They've kind of got it. Yeah, they kind of got it figured out.
If you got anybody you want to get free packs to or anything, hook us up. Some moments. I know a guy.
Yeah, we do understand that you do work with influencers. So,
yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Mm-hmm. All right. I think I've got all of the addresses in here. I'm going to share the wheel with you guys here in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
And
Eric Kennedy made a comment. He says NBA players are going to want to start demanding a percentage from Top Shot before long. Well, I think that's part of the NBA Players Association. It has the rights to that. And so I'm sure they get distributed a percentage of that with big fat salaries and other stuff. Look at that sexy ass wheel right there. Look at that.
So this is going to be a spin. Everybody who signed up on the form, you're going to get the NFT that we sent you. This is for the winner of the Elite Duster. That is the Dust multiplier for the Bitcoin Elite Telegram channel. t.me/TheBitcoinElite. Here we go.
Hey, that looks cool.
R5TQ. QY.wham. I will make sure to send that to you here shortly after the show. Congratulations. You're the winner.
Oh, they won a dust thing?
They won the elite.
Oh,
duster.
They won the dust multiplier.
I'm going to show you guys where the rest
of you're on Telegram and using it.
Yeah, get on Telegram, use it. So if you go to Atomic Hub, go to the marketplace, and then on the left side, you want to search for dust or just scroll down till you see it. This is the account right here with a little blue. This is the verified account. They're going to show up here. And if you have it set to listings new, which is default, they'll be the first ones up here. So watch for those. They always are listed at less than what you see the secondary market prices, and they go fast.
When do they go on sale?
We don't know yet. We're waiting to hear from Big Mike to let us know, and he will. I'm sure he'll message me first to let us know.
Can we change that default from listings new to like lowest mint or something?
Well, you can sort it, but the default is
there's atomic. There's no default that I can go in and switch and change the default.
No, I don't think so. Although I do want to review a couple things. They've added some features to Atomic, which I think are super cool. If you go to your account, there's this little icon right here, and it takes you to your seller page automatically, shows you things that you're selling off. Also, if you go to your cards, you can see I did a Street Fighter today. See down below when I mouse over, it shows you how many of this particular card I own. It says owned 3 templates, and my lowest mint is number 16.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I like that other thing that they added too that says, no, if somebody sends you a shitty trade, like you can like block them or something.
I haven't seen that yet, but is only if you receive a trade? Is that how it works?
Or maybe it's like, can you just block and say that I'm not accepting trades or something? Because I get so many people trying to send me shitty trades all the time, always wanting stuff.
I've got somebody wants to send me a hot potato for a Stonk Wars pack.
Hot potato.
Yeah, I'm probably going to toss that potato, back at you. I'm going to decline this potato. By the way, the Stonk Wars packs, they sold for $5. And before we go and do a quick review of this here, let's go to Stonk. If you type Stonk,
these came out on Monday. We had to launch, as we mentioned on last show, we launched these on Monday at noon Eastern. And by noon Eastern in 35 seconds, they were all gone.
So the lowest price now for a Stonk Wars pack is almost $20, $19.87. Wow. It's just been creeping up consistently. And this is interesting too. 4,604 out of 7,500 have been opened. That's 61.4% so far in the first week have been opened. So people are really digging these. And like I say, the price is steadily increasing. I've not seen them pull back at all. As they're lower and lower supply, they just keep creeping up because people are digging the Stonk.
That is true. Mark Hildenberg wiggles. That is true. That is something that just popped from my mind from my kids when they were young. I don't even know. That was a recess of the mind for sure there.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Sunday with the Bitcoin Collection live stream. And of course, at our regular time for the Nifty Show next week. Sir Lord Travis, it's always a pleasure to be a Scottish landowner with you.
It is true. We are both Irish. We're both Scottish landowners. I think we both own about a square meter.
Yeah, I own about this much.
Makes us lords, which is why people go, why do you call each other Sir Lord Travis and Sir Lord Joel? Because we are Scottish landowners.
We're both lands.
We got this land up in Scotland.
EstablishedTitles.com is where you can give away your money so that you have the right to lie to people.
And it's so funny because I got it on my LinkedIn, Lord Travis Wright. And then people are like, hello, Lord, dear Lord. And it's like, you can see which one is spam. It's just so fun. Lord Travis, I would like to work with you in the greatest ways. And it's so, you know, so classy. We're classy as fuck around here.
Oh my gosh. I think to take us out of this show, I'm going to go ahead and play Veza's NFT one more time. That's going for sale on Sunday. Where is it?
Thanks again, Alan. I see him shouting out. Thanks again for having us, man. Pleasure. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for doing such epic stuff for this NFT space, man. Them alone and some of these other ones that are doing stuff. But NBA Top Shot is really waking up the masses to these NFTs. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cray-cray.
Just getting started. Thanks again for watching Vezza's The Foundation, available Sunday at 12 noon Eastern at thebitcoinelite.com. We'll talk to you guys soon.